Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly, and now it's time for Eco Money, where we bring you the latest in sustainability and finance.
Today, we're joined by Rick Chow, and he's the head of Asia Pacific for Index and Analytics at Contigo, an index financial intelligence and risk analytics firm.
Welcoming him back to the show at an exciting time for Contigo. They've just announced a partnership with the International Institute of Green Finance, and Rick is going to tell us more. Welcome back, Rick.
Thank you, Rachel. Happy to be back, and thank you for inviting me to come back.
Well, it's wonderful to have you back on the show. So tell us more about this partnership between Contigo and IIGF. How will it work?
Essentially, and first of all, this sort of falls in line with or follow on from our initial discussion previously that when I was on last on your show, talking about sustainability. And as part of our journey, if you will, the Contigo group within the sustainability field, what we sort of realized is one missing piece that we had from a global point of view. Missing piece was China. Why I say China is because in essence, when it comes to sustainability or ESG, in the market, it is very hard to find, I guess, comprehensive data on the Chinese market when it comes to looking at energy finance, health finance, green finance, and climate finance, which are essentially the biggest sectors, not only globally, but within the Chinese space as well. So when you're looking at sustainability, those sectors are really key. From our point of view, if we wanted to truly represent a sustainability product or footprint, if you will, for our clients, we needed to fill this gap. And as part of our due diligence, we came across IIGF, or the International Institute of Green Finance. To be quite honest with you, we were blown away.
And so how will it work, Rick? Will they provide you with, they will basically feed in their data, their information into Contigo? How will it work? Walk us through it.
Absolutely. So the partnership works on two parts. We will jointly work with them on the creation of new ESG indices, and how that works from a practical perspective, we'll be sharing their data. So IIGF, in essence, have, I would say, arguably the largest ESG database within China. Okay. This includes all A-share listed companies and Chinese bond issuers. So you're looking at approximately just under 9,000 companies. That's huge.
That's fairly significant. And you mentioned there indices that are going to be developed. What have you got in the pipeline, Rick? What are your plans?
It's a very, very good question. We are currently midway in the process of finalizing our methodology for a whole new series of China A ESG indices that will be launched hopefully within the next 3 months. This is pretty big undertaking, purely because we want to basically have a best-in-class solution for the market to use, not only from a benchmarking perspective, but also from a product perspective.
Yeah, are these going to be sector-based, or when you say product-based, what's going to be the focus? What are you looking at, and how will that serve this gap in the market that you've mentioned?
Well, essentially, there will be various stages. The first rollout will be pure market cap weighted indices. So it will actually cover the full China A market. So what I would refer to is a best-in-class China A ESG index, after which we will actually have building blocks. So there will be, for instance, a 300 version, a mid-cap version, and an all-cap version, i.e. large, mid, and small cap, that will satisfy the market, depending on what type of coverage or exposure that various institutional investors or general investors are looking at. After that, we'll actually have building blocks, or we'll be able to break it down into various other sectors as well, as you mentioned. So we could look specifically into the finance sector, the health sector, which is huge at the moment, as well as climate.
This is huge, Rick. That's quite an undertaking. And as you mentioned, you're looking to roll this out in 3 months' time. What kind of demand is there for these type of indices? I mean, obviously, there's been a huge trend and push towards sustainability. And is that why you're launching these now?
Yeah, we're sort of actually behind we're on a bit of a backward at the moment, because the demand has actually been so overwhelming. Ever since we had the media release, the number of inquiries that have come in from clients, not only within APAC, but within Europe as well, and the US, has been quite startling, because it just goes to show that not only the interest, but the will to fill in this gap from a China perspective for institutional investors when they're looking at their whole portfolio is growing, and it's growing steadily, which is why we are looking at trying to launch as soon as possible. We do have plans in place to try and launch at least 3 indices as soon as possible. It's just a case of trying to get the resources that are required for that. But the good news is that we actually have been approached by some of the largest product issuers. And when I say product issuers, I'm referring to ETF managers. And they're all very, very keen to see what we can produce so that they can actually start looking at launching ETFs to the market.
Tell us a little bit more about the first 3 that you're planning to launch, Rick.
So there are 2 phases. The first phase will be pure equities, because I mentioned earlier, IIGF have a database that covers both equities and bonds. Mm-hmm. So we'll be looking at launching equity indices first. So the first one will be a best in class. So it will be basically called the Stocks IIGF China A300 ESG. We hope to be able to get that out into the market as soon as possible. Following that, we'll be launching a mid cap and then an all cap. So that'll be the first 3 on the equity side. Fixed income, fingers crossed, will hopefully come down the track as well.
You know, when it comes to ESG and sustainability, there are various guidelines or references that you look at when you're looking at companies in terms of how they track their ESG or the sustainability goals and their sustainability reporting. So what are some of the key things that you're going to be looking at from this massive database that's going to be shared with you from IIGF?
That's a very, very good question. I guess there's always going to be certain screening factors, indicators, if you will, on how we actually look at individual companies, or how IIGF looks at individual companies, because they're the ones who are actually coming up with scores for ESG. At a very high level, they will be looking at it from a qualitative point of view. So they'll look for qualitative indicators. So to give you an example, environmental categories within the manufacturing industry, for instance. And within that space, they'll be looking at the energy saving and emissions reductions measures, pollution treatment measures, environmental cost accounting, and forward-looking green design. What I mean by that is, is this company putting in place designs within their processes that are working towards green? And when I say green, I'm talking about essentially trying to remove or move towards carbon neutral. Because even the Chinese government have announced to the market that they are going to work towards carbon neutrality by 2060. So that is going to be one of the key indicators or goals, I believe, that IIGF is going to be putting in place as part of their screening process as well. So that's just one of the qualitative indicators that you're looking at. And they have it for each of the different sectors as well. So the finance, the service industry, but even within each of those different categories, they'll have different indicators as well.
What does all of this mean for Contigo, Rick, and your focus? Do you see it increasingly shifting towards sustainability? And what's next after this China partnership?
A lot.
Where to begin? That's it.
Exactly. There's so much to do, because essentially, for me personally and for the firm, this is just the start. We are looking at going to be launching these new China AESG indices, but also from a global perspective as well. So we'll have global versions that will be built out in various stages, where we'll have exclusion type indices, inclusion, then we'll have what are called SRI, and then, as I mentioned to you previously, the SDGs as well. We will have a full framework in place that will cater to each individual investor's journey, or each individual investor's sustainability journey. So if you're just starting out within the ESG space, then there will be a product that will be suitable for you. If you have been on this journey for a little while now and you actually want to get serious, about not only having a benchmark that you can benchmark your portfolio to, but you actually want to have a tilt or even build a portfolio that's based on certain indicators, then we will have these products for you as well. So it's a huge undertaking, but we're very excited about it.
Well, Rick, thank you so much for sharing all of those updates with us. Very exciting. And we look forward to hearing more about the launch, or your launches, so to speak.
Oh, yes. Watch this face.
We've been speaking with Rick Chow, and he's the head of Asia Pacific for Index and Analytics at Contigo. You're right here on Primetime on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.